Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, a major new study from University of Limerick will document the social, psychological and health needs of those with experiences of Irish mother and baby homes. Working in conjunction with the National Counselling Service, this project will focus on understanding the long-term impact of mother and baby institutions. As part of the study, both mothers and adult adoptees will be surveyed about their experiences. Well, joining me now to tell me more about the research is Professor Orla Muldoon of the University of Limerick, who's leading this project. Professor Muldoon, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Cormac.
Now, in your own words, you might tell me the headline. What's this all about?
I guess we've had a lot of investigations into what happened in mother and baby institutions. But this research is much more about what happened to people after they were in mother and baby homes or institutions and how their lives were affected, if at all, by their experiences. So it's much more about life afterwards.
Okay. And look, I can guess a number of whys here, but why are you doing it?
I suppose we're doing it because we ended up in a very nice relationship with the National Counselling Service, and they're a progressive organisation, and they had offered supports for people who had come through mother and baby institutions and county homes, and they had very low uptake. So there's estimated to be in excess of 50,000 people who are in these institutions, but they've had very little contact from people. So I guess they wanted to understand what the needs were, but also there are barriers to people coming forward. So the research is a little bit about that, and maybe there isn't need. Maybe the reason people aren't coming forward is because people survived it and have moved forward with their lives.
But yeah,
that's interesting to understand too.
Yeah, and I'm sure that may be the case for some, and it may not be for others. Well, yes. Why do you think there are barriers for some within this group to come forward?
So before we did the survey, we did interviews with both mothers and adult adoptees, although we still call them mothers and babies when we're trying to talk about the distinction between the two groups, because there are different issues. But mothers in particular, so people who had babies in these institutions, often don't want to share their experience. They still carry some shame, I suppose, from back in the day. So they can be reluctant to come forward. And sometimes some of the people we've spoken to in the interview hadn't actually ever told anybody that they... They moved on with their lives, and they didn't necessarily share or talk about their experiences subsequently.
Your study depends on people coming forward, doesn't it? For obviously. How can you convince people then who might have reservations that this is the right thing to do?
The first thing is a practical thing. You know, an electoral, you know, we've just been through an election. Poll, you know, people can be rang up at home, and you know, you want it to be representative. We're looking for a very particular sample, so we need people to come to us. So I'm preying on people's kindness and hoping that they're willing to contribute, because I think there are huge lessons that we have to learn from all of this and how people were treated afterwards. So I guess it's a way of informing how it is we should be dealing with people that the state has treated poorly. So we're not just interested in, you know, whether or not people feel as if they have psychological problems. We're very interested in how people got on with life, and maybe how their relationship with their families or the state was diminished by their experiences, and how the implications of that. It's really, you know, it's Christmas, help me.
I hear your call, but more importantly, for people who may be within that group who are in mother and baby homes, if they want to help with the research of the study, and if they want to contribute, where will they go? How do they contact the study?
Well, RTE very kindly offer to put the link up on your website. It's also on the UL website, or people can email me directly and I will email them back. Or if they want to be interviewed, we're open for business. So really, if anybody wants to share their experience or have it documented, we're keen to hear from them.
Well, those who've been on this programme who've had experience of mother and baby homes are incredible people in terms of how eloquent they are in describing their experience of the institutions. Let's hope they come forward and help you with your research. Professor Orla Muldoon, who's of the University of Limerick, thank you very much indeed for joining us.